Time now to get some updates and some conversations with our friends from the Cedar Room as we have Hector, BJ, Trish, and Amber joining us on behalf of the Cedar Room. Guys, welcome into the studio. How's it going?
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to see you guys back in the studio. And we're talking about the two-year celebration that will be tomorrow. Does tomorrow mark 2 years exactly, Hector?
Exactly. Yay. 2 years tomorrow. It's been an amazing ride. It's been a tumultuous one, a very exciting one. You know, a lot of growth, a lot of promotion, not only for the Cedar Room, but for North Platte and Nebraska.
Yeah. And Amber, you've been there since day one. It's been quite exciting, and the progress that's been made is just outstanding. Words don't do it justice.
Unbelievable. We've come so far, and we've just been so blessed by the community to come out and the surrounding communities. It's just been awesome.
Yeah. It's been quite the blessing, that's for sure, Trish.
Yeah, absolutely. I got in about 7 or 8 months after they had opened. And so, yeah, it's just been charge and go ever since. I mean, we are just running full bore and haven't had much downtime. So it's good to see that growth. And I actually messaged the guys last night and I said, where are all these people coming from? And they're like, we don't know, we're too busy. Well, it's a good thing. So that's been fun. And a lot of people we don't even recognize. So we know we're, you know, picking up a lot of that traffic. And
a lot of folks that were into this past weekend with the cruise.
Yeah. We did have a lot of people in with the cruise. A lot of the celebrities came in. You guys were there for more of that portion. Mm-hmm. But, they travel all over the United States, so they had some great comparisons. And they're like, this place is fantastic. Sure. This is amazing. We had an executive chef in over the week that said, cool. I have eaten at about every steakhouse in the United States, and this is bar none.
Takes the cake.
So that's fun hearing that kind of stuff. Yeah, we enjoy that. We know it, but we enjoy hearing it from other people.
And I think about some of the hurdles that have been overcome in these 2 years, BJ. We started off with encountering the struggle with construction downtown and that kind of altered the plans a little bit. Then it seems like that gets put on the back burner and, oh, here comes the pandemic.
Right. We've dealt with a lot of fun. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. But one thing you guys haven't had too much problems with is what some are calling the new pandemic, and that's the staffing shortages and the staffing issues. That's not been a big issue at the Cedar Room, thankfully.
No, thankfully. Ever since day one we opened, we've had a full staff. Like we've always said, and we tell our customers this as well, we actually have a stack of resumes waiting to work at the Cedar Room. And we would love to bring everybody in and work there, but we are full.
It's a great problem to have. Not a problem you encounter a lot in baseball, Hector.
Not at all, you know. And it's just, you know, a lot of people ask us, especially travelers, like, what are you guys? Are you guys managers? Are you guys the chef? Are you this? Are you that? It's like, no, we own the building, you know, but we work right alongside with them. And he says that's not something that we see everywhere. And again, the conversations that we have, not only with our local community, but also with the travelers. Tuesday, Tristan, it looked like a Saturday, Friday combined.
Really?
It was a barn burner on Tuesday. I don't know what happened.
It was wild the whole day from lunch to close.
It was a good time. That's awesome.
Everybody has fun.
Yeah, but you know, there was a lot of people that were just traveling by and they had heard about us or they stopped in and, hey, we want to see what North Platte has to offer, that type thing. And obviously, and I think we've mentioned it before, BJ and I and the crew have really become ambassadors to North Platte.
Yeah.
Self-appointed, that is, you know.
But in all seriousness, you encounter a lot of travelers. This is a great first experience for them to have the Cedar Room, but we want them to experience more of our great community.
100%, yeah. We had some folks yesterday that were traveling from Chicago to Denver, and they stopped in. It's like we stopped it by CR Rustic, and, you know, they pointed us your way, and it's fantastic that they did. And so it's just a lot of that type of stuff that goes on downtown.
We point them to the ice cream, too. We'll say, when you get down here, run down to Double Dips. And there's a little boutique, and they were going out to Buffalo Bill Cody Ranch. And we've had people come in. What's fun for me is people that come in that have had history with the building. I had a gentleman a couple weeks ago that shined shoes in there when he was a little boy.
Wow. Yeah.
And so it was really fun for him to see how the building had been restored. And he was telling his whole family. family about it. And so that's fun to, for me to learn more of the history about the building.
Yeah. It's good to see that building thriving again because it sat vacant for so long. It was such a disaster in a lot of ways and such a sad thing. But now it's, you know, such a blessing. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
The funny part of the building you mentioned about such a disaster. We were always told when we bought the building that it was the eyesore of downtown.
Yeah.
So we've taken the eyesore and the now turned duckling. Around and made it the number one steakhouse in the United States.
In the nation. Yeah.
And I mean, so it just goes to show if you have a dream, if you have an idea, take those chances, do your due diligence, work hard at it, and you will do fine.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing about the Cedar Room, Amber, is the fact that you would never tell that the people that own the establishment, own the building, are the ones that do so. You'd think they were just there bussing tables, doing dishes.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I've worked in a few restaurants where, you know, the owners just aren't working along with the staff. Mm-hmm. And like Hector said, people most of the time don't realize that they're the owners. And that just goes to show, it goes so far to have everybody working together and doing, just jumping in anywhere that's needed to make what we want to do happen. You know, it doesn't matter who's washing dishes, who's bussing tables, you know, we want to give that exceptional experience to everybody who comes in, and that's the only way you're going to do it.
And those that have worked in the restaurant industry know too, Trish, that sometimes there's a divide between what's referred to as the back of the house and the front of the house, and that's kind of typical in the restaurant industry, but that doesn't exist at the Cedar Room.
No, we've really ironed that out. We spend more time with each other than we do our spouses and our families. And so that's what you become. You become this family, and sometimes you might irritate each other a little bit, but at the end of the day, we have a job to do. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to put that aside, and what's in the best interest of our customers, that's what comes first. Mm-hmm. And I think the customers can feel that and sense it. And I think that's why we have the repeat business with the customers that we have, is because they can come in and have that experience regardless of if I woke up late or if the hay got wet or, you know, what happened. They're going to come in and they're going to get that experience. So we've done a really good job. And it's hats off to BJ and Hector, because they're willing as owners to take the time and sit down with us and visit if there's any issues. Mm-hmm. And you know, hey, what do we need to do with this? And we're constantly brainstorming and tweaking. And it's, they're the owners, but they want us to succeed. And so they set us up for success. It makes it easy.
And BJ, that family atmosphere has really started with you guys. It's not treating these employees like numbers or even employees, but treating them like your own family.
Correct. You know, I was raised in the ideal frame of you treat an individual like you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we bring that forward into our crew that we have with and with us. And we don't really call them a team. We call them a family. And we have from day one. And it kind of gets, we all get emotional at times. We cry together. We laugh together. Mm-hmm. We know everybody's backgrounds. And we help each other out. Mm-hmm. And it is a family. And I'm so proud of the Cedar Room family.
How could you not be proud, Hector, with the success that's been had in such a short amount of time and the hurdles that have been overcome as well?
You know, Tristan, I mean, BJ and I were talking the other day, and it's just like, my gosh, this was a goal for us eventually that was unreachable. You know, it was a very lofty goal.
And there were some naysayers, too.
Oh, my God.
A lot of naysayers.
Yeah, there was, you know, but it's the way it goes, you know. And like BJ said, hard work, dedication will push us through. But our ultimate goal was to, and I know in the early interviews we said we want to make this a destination restaurant. We want to put North Platte on the map. We want to put Nebraska beef primarily in, you know, to be known around the world.
Yeah, have
like,
a showcase.
Yeah, it showcase it for whatever, you know. But we thought maybe 15, 10, 15, 20 years from
That's
now.
What I was going to say. Did you think never, 2 years?
Never. Oh, I had no idea. Under 2 years to be, you know, called the number one or awarded the number one steakhouse in the U.S. and then followed up by the certified Angus beef, putting us into a premier steakhouse operators of the world, which is a very, very elite crowd. You know, there's about 20 restaurants throughout the world. There's 18 in the U.S. and 2 in Japan, and we are part of it. So
wow.
Something that Britt boasts that. So they have quarterly meetings, and at the beginning of the year we're to be up in Wooster, Ohio at the headquarters once again to help speak to the success of the Cedar Room and what we do to make it work and to make it a profitable business and keep turning those tables, because ultimately is turning those tables. And like I tell our staff, is the only thing that we sell at the Cedar Room is quality and service.
Yeah. That's absolutely
it. Quality and service. Those will keep those customers coming back. And you know, we have a lot of first timers that are traveling through. It's like, oh my God, we'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be back. And
plan
and
a stop again.
Yeah. And we they're planning their trips around to stop at North Platte so they can come and have dinner and a cocktail at the Cedar Room.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gentleman that got super excited yesterday because he was there for, they were traveling west, I believe. They ordered food to go. It's like, well, you know, we have cocktails to go as well. Like, oh my God, let me go talk to my wife right quick. Yeah. So pretty soon he walked up with three styrofoam cups with Cosmopolitans, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you've never had a Cosmo at the Cedar Room, you need to
get down there.
Yeah. But it's a great idea that you know, to have these people come back to North Platte, not only to come and eat it with us, but to provide more income for the community.
Yes.
You know, we always push the espresso shop, you know, hey, you guys are going to be here early. Highly recommend a breakfast at the espresso shop versus a Perkins or versus you know, a Starbucks or whatever.
Yeah,
we want to support local. We want to support all our neighbors up
and
down the street.
Well, I don't know about other travelers, but when I'm traveling, I want something I can't get anywhere else.
100%. We hear that a lot, Tristan. We were surprised, especially this summer with the pandemic and people really getting out and traveling. I mean, we don't want the chain restaurants. We want to go see what these towns have to offer.
Yes, give me something I can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So. Again, we're blessed to have the crew from the Cedar Room joining us, Amber, Trish, BJ, and Hector. And Trish was giving me a hard time last week because I brought my cousin into the restaurant. And she said, every time I come in, I'm bringing in a new family member. And I told her, I said, well, Trish, that's because I love these people. If I didn't love them, I'd just take them over to McDonald's or I wouldn't take them anywhere. So it's a great destination. And I guess there's been one thing maybe in my book that might have been missing on the menu that no longer is, and that's the nachos. I'm a big nacho connoisseur.
Wow.
This gut is about 80% nacho, maybe 20% beer. So I'm excited to test out the nachos.
Well, you got to get down there because they are fantastic. And they're huge. So, Trent's doing a really good job. We've got everything on them. They're wonderful steak nachos out of CAB Meat.
Yeah.
They're just super. We've been selling a lot of them.
Yeah.
I had them on Tuesday, Tristan, and I was expecting, you know, sometimes you get steak nachos and they have a little bit of chew, you know. This meat was falling apart in your mouth. It was like, oh my God.
Hector, I'm already sold. You know what I'm But the problem, and Trish, you and I have talked about this before. I don't know if we've talked about it off the air or on the air, but I have a tough time getting away from my garlic chicken now.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is so good. It's wonderful. Yeah. And I think it's just so much about the consistency and that it's good every single time. And with these travelers coming through, we've only got one shot at them, and so it has to be good in order for them to turn around on their trip and come back to see us.
Yes.
And I think that's probably where we're seeing some of the pickup in our traffic is a repeat business. They're going to Colorado on vacation. They're coming back because all of these people seem to be from out of state and out of town. So we know we've got one shot at this with every single person, and so it's got to be right and it's got to be consistent, and we're constantly back there checking and monitoring and temping and telling the chefs, check this, test this, try that, taste this. You know, it's just a constant circle of testing and quality and making sure everything's right. And the guys give us their input. They give us the freedom to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
But they give us their input, and so we can go back and tweak this because we've all had different dining experiences.
Sure.
You know, I like fresh pico. Well, I like fresh guacamole. Well, I like, you know, CAB beef on mine. And so
I like it all.
Yeah. You're going to love it all today.
I'm game.
Today is your lucky day.
Now, that creativity, Amber, I know that's one thing that you really have enjoyed behind the bar as a mixologist, is having those creative juices just flow.
Yeah, being able to have the opportunity to really, you know, if I have an idea, or Sam or Heather, any of us have some crazy idea, hey, we want to, you know, you come into our bar and everybody's like, wow, that's a lot of bottles up there to even, I'm like, yeah, we know where everyone's at, what mm-hmm. they all do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just, you know, if we have an idea, we try it out. And a lot of times it works, sometimes it doesn't. But having the opportunity to just be able to try and find different flavors that work together that you're probably not going to have anywhere else. We just have such fruit, so much fresh fruit.
Yeah. Mangoes, habaneros. Can you get this fruit? Can you get blood oranges? Can you? And we're constantly bringing in this new fruit, and it's amazing.
It's such a great time, and we just enjoy it so much. And I think it shows through the consistent drinks that we put out. You know, every drink's going to taste the same every time you come in, and you know, a lot of times it's not going to taste overly boozy because we do use fresh fruit in our simple syrups that we make there at the restaurant. And we have about 5 simple syrups that we make at the restaurant that are all infused, and sometimes we infuse the alcohol just to get the perfect taste on that. So we really take a lot of pride in our cocktails, and it's really cool to grow in that. So
the more you drink, the better they taste.
Well,
too.
That's helpful too.
Right? The first one always go down so fast.
Yeah. Funny how that happens. Now, BJ, the 2-year celebration is officially tomorrow, so encourage folks to come on down and join us downtown.
Oh, definitely, and join us all day long. You guys will be here with the live remote as well. We've brought strings attached in to play for our anniversary. They're from McCook. They're phenomenal. If you like Stevie Nicks, that's like sitting down listening to Stevie Nicks and Brett.
They're great.
Or Brett. Brett. It sounds like Aaron Tippin to me.
Really?
His voice. They can both throw their voices, and I mean, they are amazing to sit and listen to.
Lots of giveaways.
Yes, and lots of giveaways. A lot of our suppliers have donated, so we have quite a few giveaways to give away tomorrow as well. And we're excited to be here for 2 years in a row. And then we just keep growing, and we've got a lot more to bring up to you. So hang with us.
Yeah.
The celebration begins tomorrow. Hector, there's still some room open for reservations, too?
Absolutely.
Last check?
Absolutely. You know, even if you don't make a reservation, if you work with us, even if you have a little patience with us, people tend to come in, and they realize how busy it was. I mean, like I said, Tuesday we had a line out the door. Mm-hmm. And people were having dinner, enjoying their cocktails, and leaving promptly. So, you know, at any given time, we can fit you in. Unless it's a big party of 20, then it's like a little bit more challenging.
Call ahead of you.
Wait a minute here. Be surprised.
But usually, like, if people come in 2 or 4s, we can find a spot for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Guys, anything else you want to add this morning?
Oh, we just want to thank the public and actually thank everybody globally that's recognizing us and supporting us. I mean, we still to this day just... It's hard to believe that we've come this far in such a short amount of time, and we literally are blessed to be where we're at today, and we plan on being here many, many more years, and who knows? We've been asked to expand. We're not saying no yet.
Exciting things. Look forward to talking to you guys again tomorrow. We'll be there broadcasting live and encourage folks to stop by at any point tomorrow or throughout the weekend to celebrate.
Yep, 100%. Tristan, and we'd be remiss not to thank Husker Radio and yourself and Sean Yetter, obviously. You guys have been phenomenal to us. Very gracious hosts, so thank you so much for the support that you guys have given us. And
the pleasure's all ours. Yeah.
You're part of the family. You're in, buddy.
Encourage folks, make a reservation, stop by the Cedar Room, call or Cedar Room NE, right, BJ?
Right. Correct. Our phone number is 308-532-4825, or you can go right on our website. It's a very easy reservation system as well, or stop on down. We'll be more than happy to help you.
Well, congratulations again, guys. Always good to see you in the studio. And look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and I'll do a little tasting tomorrow.
Hey, there you go.
Perfect. Perfect.